director of Congo.
Let's get this on the air.
Yeah. All the news that's fit to print.
Well, they were chasing Jurassic Park, so, and Michael Crichton popularity.
Frank Marshall. Fucking Gary Marshall.
What?
Frank Marshall.
Not Gary Marshall?
Yeah. Frank Marshall, like Arachnophobia. That guy. The Spielberg buddy.
I thought that was also who Gary Marshall was.
Gary Marshall is the old ass dude who created Happy Days and shit. He talks like this.
Okay.
I'm Gary Marshall.
Okay, so Gary Marshall died. Okay.
Yes. Everybody talks like that.
Well, but he also did.
Okay.
I'm Gary Marshall.
Okay.
He directed like Valentine's Day and New Year's Day and
Halloween.
Oh, really?
Christmas Day.
Thanksgiving.
Laverne and Shirley. That was his creation. Right. Happy Days. That was his creation.
Okay.
Sorry, Gary Marshall died.
Oh, well.
GG. This is going to be posted like 2 years from now. So
no, it's fine.
It's always nice to give an 86-year-old man a GG when he finally shuffles off this mortal coil.
We're not talking about Gary Marshall's illustrious career tonight. We're talking about ED, executive decision.
Erectile dysfunction.
We're going to have a frank discussion about ED.
On
the funeral. So, in the summer of Seagal, we're back.
Yes, huh?
So we've got
this guy's wondering where I am. He's asking for me.
Uh-huh. I know.
It's my buddy. He's my boss. He's my leader.
Respond to him.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Your clan leader. Yeah. Oh boy. So we got Kurt Russell, we got Steven Seagal as Colonel Travis, the stalwart.
Lieutenant Colonel Austin Travis.
Right.
According to the credits.
Yes. Johnny Legs shows up to be like the sort of surprising second in command that knows what has his shit together.
Right.
And we got Joe Morton, you know,
Joe Morton
from T2, just kind of being incapacitated. Yeah. And that's what he needing does best. People
he
to
sits
do things
there, and he's really good at breathing in erratic,
right,
stilted breaths, you know.
Excellent.
That's his thing.
Whip Hubley shows up from Top Gun and Dead at 21.
Mm-hmm. CD's in it.
That's not CD. That's not Noble
Willingham.
That's not. It's not Noble Willingham as the Sky Marshal. J.T. Walsh as slimy senator who they didn't use or slime up enough. He was kind of the Ellis in the Die Hard that this movie is.
Kind of the Ellis, but Ellis was
great.
Ellis is great, and he's just J.T. Walsh. Yeah. Every time you see him, you're like, God, what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Every time you see him in any movie, and usually he's eating the business end of a gun, I feel like.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yes. Most of the time, like he did in A Few Good Men. I feel like in most movies he's in, he ends up like just taking the coward's way out at some point.
At some point. Not so much in this, because Perot... Yeah. Was the one that killed him. Poirot, vanquished him. Yeah.
The guy's name was David. I want to say his name was David.
Oh, who cares? And then the guy he's trying to get back. Is Jakar from...
Who is the bad guy in Executive Decision?
Well, which one? Are they talking about Jakar from Babylon 5? Who doesn't really show up later? Like, the United States is going to be like, oh, we're going to give them to you, but that doesn't matter. I don't know. The motivations there were a little thin. And
it actually works on your phone.
David Suchet.
Suchet.
70 years old, London, England. He's one of those guys who, like, remember the guy who played the bad guy in, what's the James Cameron Schwarzenegger?
Right, that guy. You talking about Cliff Curtis?
Yeah. They're just British actors, and they look... Arabic, and so
well, I think Cliff Curtis might actually be.
He
like,
probably is.
I think he's Maori. No, I don't think he's Arabic. I think he's Maori. I think.
Really?
His character on The Walking Dead is supposed to be, or the Fear of the Walking Dead sequel, and he kind of looks like he could be because like Boba Fett's Maori, right. Also.
It was funny. I saw a thing.
But I don't know any of that.
So I think Cliff Curtis played a Hispanic guy in Training Day. Like he plays every race that is not his own. And Alfred Molina, too.
Sometimes,
British guy who ends up playing.
I think he's done less of that since he played Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2. It was kind of like, okay, right. This guy can't... He's not as under the radar. Famous for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, eventually what happens in this day and age is if you're not casting people of the correct race in roles, it becomes a social media thing. Like...
Recently, yeah.
Gods of Egypt, that was all white actors playing Egyptians.
But that was also ridiculous that it was that, too.
Yeah, it was that guy from Game of Thrones.
Jamie?
Yeah, Nikolai Coster-Waldau. And then, what's his name? Gerard Butler. Wasn't... A Scottish guy and like an Icelandic guy playing Egyptians.
Well, then you got Gyllenhaal playing the Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia, right, yeah. Just get a nice tan. Get a nice base tan going. You can play in it.
I feel like those movies are obviously trying to be like those older throwbacks. So there's maybe some weird nebulous place where that's sort of okay. But it's also just stupid. So who cares, you know?
Speaking of stupid, so we just watched ED.
Yeah. With the whole crew.
Why didn't they put the president?
I forgot to mention that the Mad
Platter. Why wasn't the president in this movie at all?
The Mad Platter himself, Oliver Platt, is in this.
You keep calling him that like you want that to make, you want to make that a thing.
The Mad Platter. Yeah.
That's so stupid.
That's what people call him.
No one has ever called him.
From his illustrious roles playing kind of mad guys or tricky guys, strange guys. Yeah. No. But no, you're right. The president is, in the movie, the president is out of the area.
He's AFK. Yeah.
Did they mention?
They said he was on vacation or something.
The vacation?
He was at Martha's Vineyard.
For vice president?
They're like, the president's playing, he's playing 18 holes, man. We can't get him on the line.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
It's got some...
He's playing 18 down at Augusta.
Yeah, that's dumb. It's just, why ask the question? I wonder if there was some legal reason or something why they couldn't have a president be involved.
So I compared this movie, I've seen it maybe 3 or 4 times now, to Air Force One. And Air Force One, I feel like, has so much more stuff happening in it. And this isn't bad. It's just, it's
I feel like this suspense. Has a lot happening in it,
it's
though.
It's suspense. Like, until the very end, nobody's getting shot.
Right, right.
There is an awesome movie in the beginning that we didn't get to see, which is shown in, like, really quick shots of, like, priests blowing shit up with bazookas.
Yes.
And people getting shot in the back of the head at a wedding or some shit.
Yeah.
And we don't get to see that.
It's like Cowboy Bebop flashbacks or something.
And then, yada yada, something, 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 you know.
And there's a bomb, and then they can't attack yet.
So the suspense is good. It's a good suspense.
Yeah, no,
like,
it is.
It's a suspense thriller, more so than an action film.
Definitely. You know? And you get that because, rather quickly, spoiler alert, Colonel Travis.
Yeah, and that was the big thing when
takes
that came
the
out. So I remember watching the Siskel and Ebert review, and they were both like, it's pretty damn good. And there's kind of a twist in the beginning, and it's one of those things that, like, some movies become famous for, like Deep Blue Sea.
Right, with Samuel L. Jackson
movie. And after 10 minutes of being in the movie, he yells something and then he gets eaten by a fucking shark.
Right.
He just like pops up and bites his head off or something, right?
Or like Guy Pearce in the beginning of Hurt Locker.
Yeah, right. But I think that wasn't promoted as a
Guy Pearce film. Right,
you know, he didn't know he's in it and then he gets blown up. Yeah, but this was one of those things and it was marketed as a Steven Seagal movie.
Well, he was big at the time, yeah.
He was big at the
time. Kurt Russell was still big,
too. This was post-Under Siege. It was, like, at the apex of Seagal's career.
And they showed that part in the trailer, the show that we're not going to make it, you are a moment, but not the, like, repercussions of that. So you see the trailer moment, you're like, oh, shit, how's this going to work out? How are they going to save? And then you're like, oh.
Turns out it was ED all along.
Yeah.
All along, it was ED.
And the executive's never there to try to even grapple with the decision. So that is definitely a flaw. I think he did. I think he ended up in Eastern Europe.
You like the idea.
It fits the continuity with all the other.
There's no continuity. So he ends up in Critters 5?
No.
All the 65 Seagal movies have continuity.
The only continuity is that he gets fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter.
He does bad things to people.
He does bad things to people.
Of course he did.
Bad things to folks.
When he wakes up in Eastern Europe with amnesia and doesn't remember that he's Colonel Travis.
You try so hard. You try so hard. You're a tryhard.
Since when did that become a bad thing? Trying hard.
Like 10 years.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? What are you supposed to do if you're not supposed to try?
Somebody.
No. I want you guys to answer the question.
You're supposed to be cool about it.
You're supposed to just like fail coolly.
You're supposed to get things given to you.
Oh, you're supposed to be entitled?
Not trying.
Entitlement is the thing. Listen,
fail cool.
So
fail cool is better than try hard.
Somebody with the hairdo and the facial hair of Common should not be asking these questions.
Yeah, you need to be hip.
You look like Common. Your brother. Listen, you cowered it out. You cut it short.
Cowered it out.
He's going the full distance. He's going the full 9, the full 10.
I didn't coward it out. I'm biding my time.
Biden. One more person who's not a coward. That guy's Baldwin with grace.
I'm biding my time. All
right. This was the funniest thing. So Jeff has that feudal podcast ombudsman Twitter thing.
Right.
And after one of the, he.
How many followers does it have? Does you guys?
I think it has more than all.
I think it has more than both of us. People who don't listen to the podcast follow him.
It's like you haven't. You read TV guides. You don't have to have a TV.
Yeah, you don't even have to watch the show. You don't have to watch Cosby Show.
You don't have to get in on this one.
But so he posted something, and I forgot that we had talked about it. But we were talking about said something about toothbrush breaking.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, you know. It's something that happens. You're brushing your teeth too hard and the toothbrush breaks.
It does.
And we were both like, no, it fucking doesn't.
It's happened to me like 3 times.
How is that possible? It's never happened to anyone else in the history of the earth.
Snaps.
You're like, ah! It just breaks off in your hand.
I don't know. They say you really need to get your gums. I don't know.
Yeah, just frequently. Once a year.
Like, it's plastic. It doesn't degrade.
But
like,
it snaps.
It does not.
Maybe it sits in the sun and gets brittle. I don't know. It's not Bakelite or something.
It's in the sun?
I don't know why it happens.
I've seen your bathroom. There's no sun
there. There's no sun in the bathroom. That's true. Anyway, so I was going to say, has Johnny Legs ever been in a movie with Joey Pants?
Johnny Legs and Joey Pants, let's think.
Because they're both pretty solid character actors.
Well, they just both have nicknames that sound really stupid.
Yeah. No, they weren't. Neither of those.
Neither of them, actually. Yeah, I was just guessing. Yeah. Johnny Legs and Joey Pants.
That might
Pants.
Be a good one for our friend, the Ombudsman, to look up.
Yeah.
He can look that up
please,
for us.
Please look up if Johnny Legs and Joey Pants
and I know,
have been in the same movie.
Was the original script for Executive Decision, did Steven Seagal get too big for his birches? And
his
like,
birches.
Did he get written out of this movie at some point? Or was this a behind-the-scenes thing?
I'm pretty
thing?
Sure
or
they,
was this originally
they
the
pitched
story?
This to him as a thing like, we're going to set this up like you're the badass action guy. We're going to kill you off. We'll give you $1 million cash. He's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, but you think though? I mean, this is the Steven Seagal that still hasn't been in an Expendables movie yet.
So since then... I think he rescinded his thing about how I'll never be in one of these, because by the third one, it was like, we're giving all these guys money and work. And
yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, I mean, he'll be the fourth one, I think,
I
right? Shouldn't.
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
That's going to be huge.
You watched the third one, right?
Oh, yeah. With Wesley Snipes?
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I think
the third
one was...
PG-13,
and it was so much better than the second one.
Yeah, it was
pretty
good.
It was so much better than the second one. It was, like, barely even violent. The shit with Mel Gibson, like...
He was good.
He wasn't competent at all, and yet he's still, like, holding his own against Stallone. They're having, like, gunfights and like, they're kickboxing and shit.
And Anthony Banderas stuff is good.
The Anthony Banderas, yeah. It was...
And Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah. I love Anthony Banderas.
Wasn't that his name?
Antonio
Banderas.
Yeah, well,
maybe his friends call him Antony.
Are they really making a fourth one?
I think that... Well, I don't know. Didn't Stallone get in some trouble?
Would you drive that money train into the ground? Or would you just keep on riding it?
They should merge it with the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh my gosh. No. Can you imagine that? No, they shouldn't.
I don't know the Fast and Furious movies. I mean, like, the next one's supposed to be like, shooting in Iceland and stuff. It's like, what is... It sounds like a James Bond thing.
They're shooting now. You know, I've seen a bunch of stuff
around on
Twitter and cares. Instagram. So the bad guy in it is Helen Mirren.
Which seems dumb.
Kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it's seeming more like a Bond movie or something.
But Tyrese keeps posting pictures of him and her hanging out. Like, he keeps taking her to bars and stuff wherever they're filming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he hitting that?
I keep waiting for Burt Reynolds to show up in these movies
in
now.
Fast and Furious movies?
Call back to Gator. Call back to Smokey and the Bandit.
When's the last time he acted?
Oh.
It's been a long ass time.
Maybe.
I know.
No, he was in
probably like in like
he was in that
The Longest
one.
Yard.
The remake of The Longest Yard, was he in that?
Yeah.
With Adam Sandler?
Well, he voice acted in that season of Archer. He was in that episode.
Right, yeah.
Burt
Reynolds.
You know what's a good movie? Smokey and the Bandit is a good movie.
Yeah, it is. Mark and I talked about it.
It's rednecky and stupid. And if you just think about it, it's like, that's retarded. But it's a pretty damn fun movie.
There was
really
a bunch of movies, to its credit... There was a bunch of movies like that in the 70s that was just fun and dumb redneck type stuff. Like
not so rednecky
as
you think it is.
No,
it's
not.
Making fun of
it's a good old boy thing, yeah. But like it's self-aware, but it also isn't it isn't.
It's just a good action movie.
It's not like, mocking it either. It's a
good chase movie, and it's got good comedy. And
yeah, I mean, like, well, ones that are more for comedy and less for like action are like the two Clint Eastwood movies, like Any Which Way But yeah, Loose. Right. I got both those. Monkey. Those are both just kind of fun.
I don't watch monkey movies. Sorry.
No, but they got, you know, they got the good Illinois Nazis chase. No, not Illinois Nazis, but whatever.
The good Nazis.
The good Nazis.
Well, they end up the good Nazis. They end up playing. They're like neo Nazis. They end up playing like more like comedic relief, and they kind
the
of
good
like
Nazis.
They,
like in Blues Brothers.
Yeah, Nazis. Exactly. No, the bad Nazis. Yeah, the funny Nazis.
Yeah, not the bad ones. Not the guys who killed all the Jews in the ovens.
Yeah. Or the showers.
Okay. Well, this came to a screeching halt.
Well, hey.
You guys remember World War II and the atrocities?
I wasn't the one that went down this dark path.
You guys remember the atrocities of the Second World War?
I wasn't the one that went down this dark path by talking about Smokey and the Bandit.
How many stars out of five do you give?
Were we talking about road building or
Volkswagen? Ingenuity, just go-gettiveness in general, you know, like
stick-to-itiveness.
Like the Nazis, they were go-getters.
Or the German army. Innovators. Which one are you really talking about? The actual Nazi party,
the
party
the
loyals,
Reich,
or like or like Das Boot style. Like these guys just like were the German army, and they didn't care about all that.
Well,
stuff.
You know, specifically Hitler.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Not. I don't know. Not so great.
You're gonna give him a 2, 1.5? Are you going to give it more or less than you gave, like, There Will Be Blood?
Way less.
What's something you gave way too many stars to?
I did not give too many stars to that.
Critters 2, you gave, like, 4.
Yeah, you gave one of those critters way too many stars.
Critters 2 has a lot of good fun and stuff.
Just like Hitler.
No, just like Hitler. I didn't say that.
Hitler was just trying to have fun.
Don't put baby in the corner.
He was just having a good old time. He maybe took things a little too far.
Yeah,
right?
Away.
You got carried away. You got swept up in a moment. You got stuck in a moment. You couldn't get out of it.
How many stars
get
would
you
give
together? You got stuck in a Volkswagen, and you can't.
It's a very uncomfortable place.
Yeah, yeah. What do you give ED?
I like ED. I think.
What do you give the movie Executive Decision?
It's comfortable and it's relaxing.
Yeah,
it gives me like a sense of peace of
mind.
You
know, it helps when you don't watch half of it.
It does,
right?
Yes, no.
You just go off and do whatever.
I remember next time. All the stuff.
My goal is next time he plays a movie and then gets up, I'm just gonna fucking get up and follow him everywhere he goes. I'm gonna go to the bathroom with him. I'm gonna feed the cat. I'm gonna go out to the pool room.
Nuke some stuff.
I'm gonna nuke some stuff over and over. Over
I know
and
you
over.
Guys are on a tight schedule, and so like we could start earlier. That's fine. And then we can pause stuff when people have to...
I've always... one of my pet peeves is people not watching shit that they make me watch.
Oh, okay.
That's always been a huge
problem
of mine.
No, I understand that.
To your credit... No, it really has. To your credit, you don't come back and go, well, what the fuck's happening?
Because I know. I remember.
You pretend like you remember. That's
Well, so. I remember that Wib Hopley was going to say the thing about the swabbies and to just fly the plane and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about a straw and some shit.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
That's basically. The movie, yeah. Yeah. It's got some memorable moments. I remember... Yeah, the subverting with the expectations with Seagal dying, and then the idea that it's more of a suspense movie than an action movie. As a kid, I guess those both kind of like... They surprised me, but they engaged me and they made it more memorable,
you know,
for me.
Kurt Russell has been in some really damn good movies, and he's been in a lot of yawners and snoozers. For the most part, I feel like he kind of brings them up to a certain level. But
he doesn't
He plays a straight man, like his job is just to, like, he was always good at showing tension. You know, showing how upset he is at a situation.
Him and
read that on his
like
face.
You talk about Air Force One. Like him and Harrison Ford are both good, kind of like, like generic-ish leading men where you can read. They do a lot of the facial
they're
acting.
Ciphers,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
But you know they can still
they
emote.
Can convey like
Seagal does a lot of that too with his facial.
That guy, dude.
Yeah,
he might as well just be wearing a mask like 100% of the time.
He went to the Chuck Norris School of Acting.
Jeez, Chuck Norris is, that's got to be the one guy who's a worse actor.
So, no, I give Executive Decision a 3.5. A solid, very solid 3.5.
I would not give it anything close to a 3.5. What are we on, by the way? What rating level are we on? Fives?
At a 5, yeah. It's always been at a 5.
It's a 3.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Ouch.
2.5, okay.
I don't know. I just feel like it fits like a certain kind
it
of.
It didn't
like,
deliver the usual load for you.
It needed Wesley Snipes for sure.
Well, if you
Passenger 57, we should watch that.
We should have just watched that instead. Which, when he left for an hour, we should just put past him for something. He would have came back.
He wouldn't have known, and he would have pretended like, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I remember this. I remember this. Yeah, yeah. I remember this.
This is the part where the guy.
I was microwaving 15 bowls of Chinese food, but I remember this.
He has so many bowls of Chinese food that he puts them in and rotates them, and then the one that he put in last is cold.
So he just sits there rotating the bowls for like an hour.
It's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. You good just have Lord. To start.
How
again.
Dry? How dry is the food by the time you actually put it in your mouth? Because you have microwaved the
well,
shit.
Well, usually
out of it.
I put sauces moist, and things on it.
So you're pouring. You're adding liquids to it to offset the fact that you're just killing. Yeah. You're just sure. nuclearly destroying the food, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand. What is your
He loves the microwave.
That food was like 4 hours.
I remember one time we were up in your place up there, and we're watching something, and you had just gotten pizza, and I swear it was like hot off the press pizza, yeah. right? And you're like, ooh, yeah, nah, that's not gonna work. And you put it in the microwave for like fucking like 2 minutes or
no,
some shit.
Come
like
on.
It was bubbling and boiling. Like
no.
You could see like
I probably needed to melt the Parmesan. I probably needed to melt that dusted Parmesan to eat. That was my deal. Mm. There. That'd
that's,
be my logic.
That's
anyway,
do you
Seth,
ever burn your mouth?
Oh yeah. The roof of my mouth with pizza every single time.
So
Seth, you didn't give it a star rating. Oh you did
he
two?
Just gave it
oh,
two.
Said two.
So even the fact that you burn your mouth every time you eat pizza doesn't give you an indication that maybe you shouldn't be microwaving food so much?
I'm learning to kind of calm down about that. I don't know what that's about. I think I do know what it's about.